a lamp to our feet and a light to our path. And so if we're not clear on an area, the Word of God will show it very clear to us as we believe it. There's a key, isn't it? Believing what it says. We're looking tonight at God's saving health. So I want you to be expectant. If you have a need in your body, if you have something that needs to be met in terms of healing and health, well, God can meet that tonight. And He's provided that for us. God's saving health. Look at Psalm 67, verses 1 to 7. We'll read that out. Psalm 67. Now, Psalm 67 is a beautiful psalm. It really tells us of the blessing of God on His people. And we are His people. If we've come into Christ, the Bible talks about those who believe on Christ are in Christ. They're now in the body of Christ. They're now in the temple of God as lively stones. We're now in the vine, in the kingdom of God. We're in the body of Christ. If you're in Christ, this thing is yours. We are blessed with faithful Abraham. And notice what it says, Psalm 67, starting from verse 1. God be merciful unto us and bless us. And do you know healing is in His mercy? You remember that account of the blind men calling out, have mercy on us. And Jesus showed mercy. And how did He show that mercy? By healing them. So God be merciful unto us and bless us and cause His face to shine upon us. Selah. Selah means think on this. Think on this. It's a wonderful thing to think about, God's mercy and blessing. Verse 2. That thy way may be known upon earth, thy saving health among all nations. So does God want His way to be known? Yes, He does. Does He want His saving health to be known? Yes, He does. And He wants it known among all nations. We see the Bible talks about the gospel being preached to all nations, doesn't it? And the gospel is very clearly that Christ came and paid the price and that He took upon Himself. The Bible says He became a curse for us and He took the sin upon Himself, and by the stripes of Jesus we were healed. Praise the Lord. So we're talking about healing tonight. Verse 3, let the people praise Thee, O God. Let all the people praise Thee. We should have a praise attitude, a praise, a heart about what the Lord is and what He has done for us and is doing for us. Praise the Lord. And verse 4 says, O let the nations be glad and sing for joy. Do you think that's related to His way being known and His saving health being known? Yes, let the nations be glad and sing for joy. All too often people explain away God's saving health and explain away His way. And I say, oh, that's just for the time of the apostles, or that's way back then. No, Jesus is the same yet, yesterday, today and forever, the Bible tells us. He hasn't changed. He hasn't changed. Verse 4, oh, let the nations be glad and sing for joy, for Thou shalt judge the people righteously and govern the nations upon earth. Selah. Well, see, He's coming, isn't He? He's coming back. He's coming back for a people that are ready. He's coming back. Verse 5, let the people praise Thee, O God. Let all the people praise Thee. Then shall the earth yield her increase, and God, even our own God, shall bless us. God shall bless us, and all the ends of the earth shall fear Him. So God's blessing is for His people. There's no doubt about that. There's many, many scriptures that talk about His blessing. And we see in this scripture, in verse 2, that within God's blessing is that His saving health would be known. But how do we know God's saving health? We have to be clear about this. How would we know about God's saving health? Well, see, it's very clear that we should know what God's way is and what God's word says. Look at John 8, verse 36. Because when you know the truth, and we know that we won't turn to it, but John 17:17 says, Thy word is truth. Thy word is truth. So God's word is truth. It also says that the Spirit is truth in 1 John. So put the Spirit and the Word of God together, and you see great knowledge will be revealed to people, and people will understand the way to go, and there'll be great freedom and great joy and great understanding of the blessings. So if you look at John 8 and have a look at a scripture we know very well, John 8 verse 36, and notice what it says there: "If the Son therefore shall make you free, ye shall be free indeed." So we have to see that it's through the Lord Jesus Christ that true freedom comes. We're coming up to next week learning more about that. It's through the Lord Jesus Christ that there is true freedom. If people don't come to Him, they can't have true freedom. They can't have the freedom that they can have and walk in. Let's go back to verses 31 and 32. "Then said Jesus to those Jews which believed on Him, If ye continue in my word, then are ye my disciples indeed, and ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free." So we just read before that God's saving health had to be known among all nations. How is it known? Well, you've got to know the truth, and God's word is truth. If you're a person that doesn't get into the Bible, that just puts the Bible on the mantelpiece and turns up to church every so often, but don't open the Word, don't study the Word, it's going to be a problem for you to walk in freedom. But if you know the truth, not just a head knowledge, but a heart knowledge, if you know the truth, then you can walk in that truth, and the truth shall make you free, free from all the shackles of the curse. The truth shall make you free. Do you think God's saving health is in that freedom? I believe so, because it talked about in that verse, and let me just quote it again from Psalm 67, verse 2, "that thy way may be known upon earth, thy saving health among all nations." How do we know it? How do we know God's way? How do we know about God's saving health? Well, it has to be through the truth. "You shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free." Praise the Lord. You see, there's two ways we can know the truth. It's by the Word of God, and it's by the Spirit of God, who is the truth, witnessing to our spirit about Christ's work on the cross. So let's have a look at, first of all, that first way, knowing the Word of God, knowing the truth. Look at Proverbs 12, verses 18 and 19. You see, we want to be people that are people of knowledge of the Word of God. "You shall know the truth." It's the truth you know in your heart that'll make you free. Not just having a head knowledge, "Oh yeah, I know God is the healer," or "I know God prospers," or "I know God has done this." But it's knowing in your heart, being convinced completely about what Christ has done for you and what He is doing even today. You see, we believe on Him, and we believe that if the Son makes you free, you shall be free indeed. That's true freedom. Proverbs 12, verses 18 and 19. We look at here. "There is that speaketh like the piercings of a sword, but the tongue of the wise is health." Verse 19 says, "The lip of truth shall be established forever, but a lying tongue is but for a moment." So what's established forever? The lip of truth. So it's the mouth that is confessing or speaking the word of God, which we know to be truth. Thy word is truth. And it's the tongue of the wise is health. So we must be very wary that we don't let all types of rubbish come out of our mouth, particularly as Christians, because death and life is in the power of the tongue. And so we have to put the word of God into our mouth, don't we? We have to say, "Thank you, Lord, by the stripes of Jesus I was healed. And I'm not going downhill. I'm free because I know the truth, and the truth is making me free, and I'm walking in that freedom." So the tongue of the wise is health. So keep that in mind. The tongue of the wise, being health, is connected to the lip of truth, which is established forever. So make a determination in your heart that your tongue is going to be the tongue of the wise, and that you're going to be speaking truth, and that truth is going to line up with the Word of God. Praise the Lord. Have a look at Proverbs 14, verse 30. You see, We won't turn to it, but in Romans 10, it tells us that the word is nigh thee, even in thy mouth and in thy heart. That is the word of faith which we preach. So the word of God must be where? The word of faith must be where? In our mouth and in our heart, doesn't it? In our mouth and in our heart. We've got to get it in our heart, because notice what it says in this verse in Proverbs 14, verse 30. Proverbs 14, verse 30 says, a sound heart is the, what? Life of the flesh. A sound heart is the life of the flesh, but envy the rottenness of the bones. So it's important to guard your heart, isn't it? It's important to put the right things into your heart. It's important to have the word of faith in your mouth and in your heart, and so that you're speaking as the tongue of the wise, which is health. That's health. That's health to all your flesh. We'll look at that scripture in a minute. Health to all your flesh. So a sound heart is the life of the flesh. It's a heart issue. Many people, they just run off at the mouth and they think they can say anything, but that's not what the Lord says. He says the lip of truth shall be established forever. He said the tongue of the wise is health. Not the tongue of the foolish, but the tongue of the wise. What does the tongue of the foolish do? They speak all types of things against the word of God. But we shouldn't be like that. And so how are we to know about God's saving health but through his word? Put it in our mouth, put it in our heart, and we walk according to that, because that's going to be health to us. Praise the Lord. Now, I said before, we know about God's saving health through his word, and we know about God's saving health through the Spirit, who is truth, who witnesses to our heart, to our spirit, that we are the children of God, and he witnesses to us and talks to us about Christ's work on the cross. That's where salvation is. Notice those words, saving health. Saving health. That's where salvation is. It's in Christ. Praise the Lord. So we've seen a sound heart is the life of the flesh. Do you think it's important to keep your heart sound? Sound. To guard your heart. I believe it is. It's important to guard your heart and to guard what comes out of your mouth as well. Praise the Lord. How do we know about this? Well, let's have a look at Proverbs 4, verses 20 to 23. See, we can know about God's saving health. There's a lot of scriptures that talk about God's saving health. He wants to save you from sickness. He wants to save you from disaster. He wants to save you from infirmity. He wants to bring you into a healthy place, a healthy position. He wants all his people to be walking in health and strength, doesn't he? God is our strength, the Bible tells us. And Christ is the strength of our life. I can do all things through Christ which strengtheneth me. So is God wanting you to be strong or weak? No. What does God say? Let the weak say, I am strong. You might feel weak, but what does God want you to say coming out of your mouth? The tongue of the wise is health. He wants you to say, I am strong in the Lord. That's a faith statement, isn't it? It's not based on feelings. It's based on the word of God. Praise the Lord. That Christ is our strength. That the weak say, I am strong. And Proverbs 4, verses 20 to 23, very important scripture here to, in this area. We notice that it links it to God's word. My son, attend to my words. Attend to God's words. Incline thine ear unto my sayings. Let them not depart from thine eyes. Keep them in the midst of thine heart. You keep them in the midst of your heart, what happens? You'll get a sound heart, won't you? You'll have a sound heart there, because the word of God will do a work in your heart, will change, will bring faith up in your heart. And I pray that as you're hearing this sermon tonight, that faith is coming up in your heart, that God's health is available to you. His saving health is available. Praise the Lord. So he's saying in verse 21, let them not depart from thine eyes. Keep them in the midst of thine heart. For they, what's they? God's words are life unto those that find them and health to all their flesh. So how do you know about God's saving health? Through God's word. Through God's word. Because notice what it says, and it's a good scripture to remember. You should perhaps write it on a great big chart or a piece of paper if you haven't remembered it, and stick it on your fridge or something. For they are life, the words of God, are life unto those that find them and health to all their flesh. This is why I encourage people to come to church, particularly if you need, you should come to church anyway, but never think, oh, I'm sick and therefore I should stay away. The Lord wants us to be exposed to His saving health, to His words, which are health, to all their flesh. There's been times when I've felt horrible, but I've preached a sermon and the Lord has quickened me by the Spirit of God. Praise the Lord. I've got through the sermon. You haven't seen me collapsing when I'm preaching, have you? No. Because I said, Lord, Your saving health is available. And His saving health is available today. We see here that through the Word of God we can know about that, because the Word is health to all our flesh. Praise the Lord. Also, we know through the Spirit of God about God's saving health, and the Spirit of God speaks to us about God's truth. The Bible calls the Holy Ghost the Spirit of truth. We haven't got time to go into that, but you know that through the book of John, it talks about the Spirit of truth. He'll teach you all things. He'll show you things to come and so on. Well, He teaches us about the Word of God, and we shouldn't leave the Spirit of God out and His work in people's lives, because the Spirit of God, He's teaching us, He's showing us, He's leading us. And what's He going to lead you into? Will He lead you into a knowledge of God's saving health? Indeed He will. He'll lead you into a knowledge of God's blessing? Yes. He'll lead you into a knowledge of God's ways? Yes. What's God's ways? The ways of faith. That's what pleases God. Let the weak say, I am strong. I am strong. Praise God. So Galatians 3 verses 13 and 14, let's have a look at that one. So the Spirit of God is going to lead us into an understanding of Christ's work on the cross. Christ's work on the cross is an eternal redemption. And you read that in the book of Hebrews. Won't turn to it, but it talks about an eternal redemption. That means a redemption that's been paid for by the blood of Christ, and it lasts forever. It wasn't just like the Old Testament, the blood of bulls and goats and sheep and so on, which just covered for a time. No, it took away. It took away sin. It took away the curse. And Jesus, as our replacement, was once forever. Once and for all, the Word says. It's an eternal redemption. Galatians 3 verses 13 and 14. We've quoted this many times before, but look on it freshly. Have fresh eyes whenever you come to the Word of God. Have fresh eyes and think, well, you know, how can I know about God's saving health even tonight? How can it be known? Well, we've looked at just before about we can know it through God's Word. We can know it through the Spirit of God showing us also about Christ's work on the cross. Verse 13, Christ hath redeemed us from the curse of the law, being made a curse for us. A curse for us. For it is written, cursed is everyone that hangeth on a tree, that the blessing of Abraham might come on the Gentiles through Jesus Christ, that we might receive the promise of the Spirit through faith. We read in Psalm 67 that part of the blessing is God's saving health. God's saving health. Okay? You are saved, and in that salvation is His saving health. He saves you from that which is not health, that which is infirmity or sickness or disease. Christ was made a curse for us, and we should think about that. What does that mean? What does that mean? What happened when sin entered the world? Well, death came in, didn't it? And everything associated with death and everything that tends towards death, Christ was made a curse for us, for me, for you, for us. It's a personal thing now. By the stripes of Jesus, ye were healed. Right now, for you, for me, ye were healed. He was made a curse for us. That's an eternal redemption. Christ hath redeemed us from the curse of the law. That tells us He doesn't want us to be linked into that curse. What does He want us to be linked into? Verse 14, that the blessing of Abraham might come. He wants us to be linked into that blessing. Did Abraham know about healing? Yes, he did. The Bible says he was blessed in all things. He received strength. His wife Sarah received strength. He prayed for people and they were healed. So he knew about healing, and healing was a part of Abraham's life. So we're blessed with faithful Abraham. Isn't that what verse 9 says? So then they which be of faith are blessed with faithful Abraham. And the word says that Abraham was blessed in all things. Not just some things, all things. So Christ's salvation is spirit, soul and body. It's a full gospel salvation. It's a full salvation. And it's something that we need to believe for and walk in. Praise the Lord. Look at 1 Peter 2. 1 Peter 2. We've quoted this many times, but it's important to look upon these things fresh. See, we're eating the Word of God spiritually now. What are we doing? We're eating the Word of God spiritually, aren't we? And as we eat the Word of God spiritually, it's like we're coming to a new meal each time we look at it. Praise the Lord. And so we're looking at it today afresh. 1 Peter 2, verse 24. Now we know this one, but look at it fresh. Christ was made a curse for us. So if he was made a curse for us, was healing involved in that? Well, according to Psalm 67, God's saving health should be known to all nations. According to this scripture, let's read it. Verse 24 says, who his own self, that's Jesus, bare our sins in his own body on the tree, that we being dead to sins, means not connected to sin anymore, should live under righteousness, by whose stripes, that's the lashes that were laid upon him, ye were healed. Ye were healed. Ye were healed. Ye were healed. And so what we must see ourselves is as the healed and walk in that. Not as the sick trying to get healed, but as the healed and walk in that. And by faith we take it and we receive it. Praise the Lord. So it's a good confession to make. By the stripes of Jesus I was healed, by whose stripes ye were healed. And that's a reality, because Jesus was made a curse for us. He was made a curse for us. And the full gospel talks about spirit, soul and body. God cared for you and cares for you, spirit, soul and body. The whole man. The whole man. Yes, he wants people to go to heaven when they die. But he wants people also to be strong and healthy to do his will on the earth whilst they're on the earth, because he's got a lot to be done on the earth. Do you agree with that? There's a lot to be done. There's many people who aren't saved who are yet to come into the kingdom of God. There's a lot to be done. Look at Matthew 8, verses 16 and 17. Matthew 8, 16 and 17. So the Spirit of God will be witnessing to our spirit, talking to us, and showing us the truth of the matter, showing us things that we should know about. And these are things that we should know about. We're eating the Word of God. We're receiving the Word. We're putting the Word into our heart even tonight. And we could put it into our mouth as well. We should. So we have it in our heart and in our mouth. And you know, the Lord wants that for his people. He wants his people to be blessed and strong. Matthew 8, 16 and 17. When the even was come, they brought unto him many that were possessed with devils, and he cast out the spirits with his, what? Word. With his word. Okay, and healed all that were sick, that it might be fulfilled, which was spoken by Isaiah the prophet, saying, himself took our infirmities and bare our sicknesses. And you know that extends to the cross, because we saw by whose stripes ye were healed. You see, his ministry started when he was filled with the Spirit and went and continues to go on into eternity. It hasn't stopped. Jesus Christ the same yesterday, today and forever. Praise the Lord. Jesus himself took our infirmities and bare our sicknesses. You know, that quote comes directly from Isaiah 53. And you know, we have to see that this is the reality. The reality. Jesus hasn't said, oh well, you know, I was able to get you spiritually well and cleansed so that you can go to heaven, but you're going to have to stay weak and sickly because I haven't provided for that. That's not right. Jesus has provided for his people. He's provided blessing. He's provided his saving health for his people. Praise the Lord. Let's look at Mark 16, verses 15 to 18. Mark 16, 15 to 18. And we've seen these scriptures. We've seen these. But once again, it's important to remind us of this. You know, people can say to you, do you believe in healing? You say, yes. Yes, I believe in healing. And I experience healing. And I walk in healing. Praise the Lord. But you know, we've got to make sure that we line up with the Word and believe what the Spirit says. Notice what it says in Mark 16, verses 15 to 18. Now, verse 15 says, and he said unto them, go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. Talking about every creature that can believe the gospel. So, the gospel is good news. Good news. Good news. Okay, so it's talking about believing what? Believing the gospel. Believing the gospel. So we have to think, well, what's in the gospel? What's in the gospel? Well, there's deliverance, there's healing, there's forgiveness. Praise the Lord. Look at what it says in verse 16. The first thing, of course, in believing the gospel, he that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, but he that believeth not shall be damned. Got to get that right. If you don't have Christ as your Saviour, there's only damnation. Verse 17, and these signs shall follow them that, what? Believe. Believe what? The gospel. So what's in the gospel? Well, there must be all these type of things that we're going to be seeing. There must be all this is included in the gospel. In my name shall they cast out devils. Well, that's deliverance. That's deliverance. They shall speak with new tongues. So the gospel encompasses that. The access to the Spirit and the spiritual gifts and the baptism of the Holy Ghost. Praise the Lord. This is good news. You know, there's some people that are really against tongue talking, but they should be all for it because it's powerful. It's powerful. Haven't got time to speak about it tonight. But notice what it says in verse 18, they shall take up serpents, and if they drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt them. What's that talking about? Protection, isn't it? That's in the gospel. They shall lay hands on the sick and they shall recover. So healing must be in the gospel too. These signs shall follow them that believe. Believe what? The gospel being preached. And what is the gospel? But the good news about the Lord Jesus Christ and what he has done. What he has done. And it's important for us to believe the word. Because it says in verse 20, and they went forth and preached everywhere, the Lord working with them and confirming what? The word with signs following. So the word has to be preached. If the word's not preached, there won't be signs following. The word is so very, very important. A word church is very important. So I want to finish tonight, give you an opportunity to respond by looking at Psalm 103, verses 1 to 5. I want to give you an opportunity to respond to what the Lord Jesus Christ has done. And if you need healing tonight, be open to the Spirit of God, because healing is available. It's available. It's available. And we operate by faith, not by feeling, but by faith in this area. And God wants us to take a step of faith, take steps of faith in whatever we do. Psalm 103, verses 1 to 5. Psalm 103, verses 1 to 5. Let's read what it says. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits. So it's important not to forget God's benefits. What are God's benefits? Notice there's a colon after the word benefits there. That means there's a list of benefits coming up. Who forgiveth all thine iniquities. Well, that's great. Forgiveness, being saved from sin, is in it. That's one of his benefits. Praise the Lord for that. Who healeth all thy diseases. Is that one of his benefits? Healing is one of his benefits. Don't forget it. Don't forget about God's saving health. Don't forget that by the stripes of Jesus you were healed. That he became a curse for you. You've been redeemed from the curse of the law. And if you look back in Deuteronomy and other parts of Scripture, you'll see that in the curse of the law was sickness and disease, because that's part of what sin is all about. It's a cursed thing. So he forgiveth all thine iniquities, who healeth all thy diseases, who redeemeth thy life from destruction. Is sickness and infirmity destruction? Indeed it is. Destroys people's lives. Who crowneth thee with loving kindness and tender mercies. God's healing mercies. God's mercy. He wants to show his mercy to you. Who satisfieth thy mouth with good things, so that thy youth is renewed like the eagles. It's a good thing to put into your mouth, isn't it? My youth is renewed like the eagles. My final days on the earth will be one of the strongest. The strongest. Not I'm going to get worse and worse, but my youth is being renewed. My vigor is being renewed. Something to believe, isn't it? Something to take hold of. Something to think about and not forget all his benefits. Your youth is renewed like the eagles. It's talking about strength, isn't it? The Lord executeth righteousness and judgment for all that are oppressed. And we won't turn to it tonight, but do you know Jesus went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed? Praise the Lord. Is Jesus the same today? Yes, he is. He hasn't changed. He still heals all that are oppressed. For God was with him, the Bible tells us. And that was in Acts 10, verse 38. But let's all bow our heads and close our eyes in reverence to the Lord tonight. I want to give you an opportunity tonight. If you need healing, you see, God has told me specifically that in this church we should be believing for healing and strength, because he's got a great work for us to do. He's got a great work for us to do over these next few months and years. And he wants you all of us, to be strong for that. You've just heard about God's saving health. You've heard about the Word of God showing you about his health is available to you. You've heard about the work of Christ on the cross, that he was made a curse for you, and that by the stripes of Jesus you were healed. You've heard about that tonight. So you see, it's not fantasy, but it's reality. You've heard about the fact that if you're weak, you should be saying, I'm strong. And the Lord wants to give you an opportunity tonight that if you need healing, in your body, you need the manifestation of healing, then God's saving health is available for you. It's available tonight for you. But you've got to take a step of faith. And I'd like to ask, if you want a prayer tonight, just step out of your seat and come to the front and we'll pray for you tonight. Is there anyone tonight that would like prayer for healing? Anyone at all? Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. You'd be responding to the Lord. You'd be responding. Let me say it again. You'd be responding to the Spirit of God. If you need prayer for healing, you see, God confirms the word. God confirms the word that's preached. And as we believe that he confirms the word that's preached, then we know that the Spirit of God is doing the work. And he's using us, but he's doing the work. He's doing the work. Let me give you an opportunity once more. And if there's no one, that's fine. I'm believing that you're all healed and strong and powerful. And it's good to know about this area and to increase in it. But let me give you one last invitation. If you'd like prayer tonight for healing in your body, healing in your mind, healing, then stand up. And please come out to the front. Take that step of faith. Okay, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Lord, I ask that all of us would be strong in this doctrine of healing and health. That we would understand it. would be deep in our hearts, that nothing would convince us that that sickness or disease is the will of God, that the will of God is health and blessing for his people, God's saving health, your saving health. Lord, we want to be people that make God's saving health known to this city and to the nations. Use us, Lord, in that. In Jesus' name. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Glory to God. Well, you know, there's going to be people coming into the church here in the future, and they won't know much about healing. But as they learn about it, they're going to step out too. They're going to say, well, I believe. So we need to be strong in this area. And praise the Lord, God is bringing us up in our knowledge, bringing us up into understanding. Praise God for that. That's great, isn't it?